American immigration experiences shape behavior, storytelling, and humanities scholarship? Dr. Marianne Akers, board member at Katipunan and Filipino American Association of Maryland, shares her perspective. Maryland Humanities recently awarded the organization a grant for their series entitled Locating Filipino Americans in Maryland, Our Immigrant Journeys. Akers is dean and professor at Morgan State University's School of Architecture and Planning.
Immigrants offer perspectives that may be missed by those born here. The Filipino journey to America has its roots in the 1500s when seafarers landed in Morro Bay, California, as part of a Spanish fleet. However, it was in southern Louisiana during the mid-1700s that the first Filipino settlement was recorded. Since then, waves of immigrants came as the United States forged and built their colonial relationship with the Philippines. Farm workers, nurses and doctors, school teachers, college educators, cruise ship workers arrived in surges, many pulled by gaps in the American labor force and the promise of being economically uplifted in this land of opportunity. Filipino immigrants have had a long journey. Our experiences are complex and multifaceted. As a Filipino immigrant myself, I came to this country to pursue a PhD in urban planning. My intention when I left the Philippines in 1984 was to learn as much as I could and then return to serve my country. But going back was not one of those paths that appeared before me, so I stayed. But I am persistent about serving my homeland. I travel there every year to give public lectures, to conduct research on topics like women vendors, street architecture, everyday urbanism, and heritage preservation. I go back to rediscover and relearn our Filipino ethos and ever-evolving cultural soul. Filipinos are marginalized, even in contrast to other Asian groups who also face marginalization. For example, when Asian Americans are cited, journalists imply or give emphasis to the Chinese, Koreans, Japanese, and to a certain extent South Asian Indians. Filipinos are hardly mentioned. We are invisible, but we are everywhere. Scattered in schools, health facilities, government offices, retail stores, parking garages, employer homes, and elsewhere. We are invisible because we often mute our voices, some intentionally and some without realizing it. We bend our heads in submission. We try not to make waves, hesitant to draw attention. Often, we feel inferior, not worthy, not good enough, or inconsequential because of colonization's impact on how we perceive ourselves. All these behaviors contribute to a dearth of scholarship in the humanities, film, and other storytelling endeavors. But Maryland Humanities is changing that significantly. They believed in us, Filipino immigrants, and the power of voice. Maryland Humanities has opened a door of opportunity to amplify our experiences and exclaim that we are a people of value who contribute to American society and the world. The Maryland Humanities grant will allow the Katipunan Filipino American Association of Maryland to document, analyze, and reflect on our immigrant journeys. We have planned for multiple projects to glean compelling aspects of our experiences settling in Maryland. There are almost 50,000 Filipinos living in the state, and we will conduct in-depth interviews with a group of Filipinos who have diverse backgrounds and varying insights. We will also hold book conversations on two literary texts that reveal common and distinct immigrant stories, an event at the Philippine Embassy to feature a panel of immigrants, an art and photography exhibit, and a book launch that describes these immigrant realities. The Maryland Humanities Grant jumpstarts us. Supporting this project will empower the Filipino immigrant community to shape a collective narrative that embodies the vibrancy of our stories. We will proudly share our cultural tapestry made of rich memories and traditions that continue to connect us with the motherland and at the same time honor intricate patterns that weave our struggle and celebration of survival, adaptation, and integration. We have merely scratched the surface, but we are on a roll. Maraming salamat sa inyong kaputihang loob. Thank you, Maryland Humanities, for your generosity.
The first event in Katipunan's series is a discussion of Elaine Castillo's novel, America is Not the Heart, at the Cockeysville Public Library on February 28th. Learn more at katipunan.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.